Exclusive: Georgia Senate GOP caucus ousts senator for trying to remove Fani Willis from office. By Wendell Hasebo on September 28, 2023. The Georgia Senate Republican caucus voted on Thursday to remove State Senator Colton Moore from the caucus for taking a first step in August to defund, investigate, and possibly impeach Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis, who levied 13 counts against former President Donald Trump. In a letter to Governor Brian Kemp, R. Moore announced an initiative in August to begin an emergency session to conduct a thorough investigation into the actions undertaken by Willis. An emergency legislative special session can come about two ways in Georgia. The governor can call an emergency session, or one can be called if three-fifths of both legislative chambers sign a letter demanding it. Kemp and state Senate Republicans apparently oppose working to investigate, defund, and impeach Willis, and instead ousted Moore. "Today's removal is a direct result of me calling on my Republican colleagues in the Senate to do their job and sign on to an emergency session to investigate Fani Willis," Colton said in a statement exclusively obtained by Breitbart News. The Georgia Constitution clearly outlines the legislature's power to call an emergency session to investigate a judicial officer. "After urging my Republican Senate colleagues to join me, they responded by acting like children and throwing me out of the caucus. I stand by my Republican principles. I stand by the Republican platform. I will continue to serve as a Republican senator from the great state of Georgia. Unfortunately, now I will be forced to refer to my colleagues, who ran on being Trump conservatives, as the Reno caucus. The people of Georgia are 100% with me. This is the fight of our lifetime, and I will continue to double down to defend the rule of law and do what is right." Recent Rasmussen polling shows that 82% of Georgia Republicans say Trump is unfairly prosecuted by Willis. 77% of Republicans also say they are not satisfied with tax dollars being used to prosecute Trump. Another 74% of Republicans support the Georgia legislature convening a special session to stop Willis from prosecuting Trump. Despite the feasible mechanisms and polling popularity, Kemp and many state Republicans dismissed Moore's initiative out of hand. "Let me be clear, we have a law in the state of Georgia that clearly outlines the legal steps that can be taken if constituents believe their local prosecutors are violating their oath by engaging in unethical or illegal behavior," Kemp said in August. "Up to this point, I have not seen any evidence that DA Willis' actions, or lack thereof, warrant action by the Prosecuting Attorney Oversight Commission." Trump, along with many populist Republicans, praised Moore for doing something against what they term the weaponization of the justice system. A highly respected Georgia state senator called Moore deserves thanks and congratulations of everyone for having the courage and conviction to fight the radical left lunatics, Trump said in a video. "With almost no retribution for those murders. Shockingly indicted your favorite president, me, for a perfect phone call. She is very bad for America," he added. "She is very bad for Georgia." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.